The Trump administration has made cracking down on undocumented immigration, especially from Mexico and Central America, a centerpiece of its policies. But new data released by the Center for Migration Studies indicate that the number of undocumented immigrants in the U.S. dropped by a little more than a million between 2010 and 2018. And that's a trend that began long before President Trump took office. To go more deeply into the numbers, our co-host Steve Goldstein spoke with Robert Warren, senior demographic advisor for the Center for Migration Studies. And Steve began by asking Warren about how to know if the figures on undocumented immigrants are accurate.
Those estimates are probably accurate within a few hundred thousand. There's not a lot, big margin of error. They're based on information collected in the Census Bureau's American Community Survey, which is a huge survey that's done every year by the Census Bureau. And we are able to sort out which of those folks who answer that survey are undocumented.
So you have said it is widely assumed that everyone wants to come to the U.S., but that no one wants to leave, and that's never been the case. Can you talk a bit about that, whether Americans have an accurate impression about who comes to the country and why and how long they stay?
The statement that no one ever wants to leave is kind of my own personal experience. I've been doing this line of work for about 50 years since I first started working for the Census Bureau back in 1969. I've been surprised over and over again by the fact that I will make estimates of the number of people who leave the country, and uniformly everybody is surprised. So that's kind of the basis for that statement. But I will add that I published a report back in 1985 that showed of all the immigrants who moved here during the 20th century, and these are legal immigrants, about one-third of them went back home. So there has always been a large counterflow.
As I mentioned, about a million fewer people, as the estimate goes, between 2010 and 2018 as far as undocumented immigrants. Now, that predates the Trump administration, because a lot of people would point to different policy shifts we've seen there. So we normally think about whether U.S. immigration policy, whether there's a recession. What other factors come to mind for you?
Actually, it turns out that the Trump administration really hasn't had much to do with it. The downtrend kind of began after about the year 2000. The undocumented immigration to this country peaked in the year 2000 at about a million a year from coming across the southern border. And after that point, the number fell almost straight down continuously. And the reasons for that are that during the Bush administration, we doubled the Border Patrol from about 5,000 to 10,000. Conditions were improving in Mexico, and the birth rate in Mexico has been falling for some period of time. And then during the Obama administration, we doubled the Border Patrol again, up to about 20,000. So it's become much more difficult to come across the border. So there's always been a return flow to Mexico, but now there are more returning to Mexico than are coming here.
And is this a trend that you would expect to see continue? Is immigration like this cyclical? Will it depend on the economy? Will it depend on policies in the U.S. and in other countries from whence some of these folks are coming?
Actually, I believe that the near zero growth of the undocumented population will continue for some time, because I don't see any upsurge in the number coming across the border because of those factors I just mentioned. Keep in mind, a little known fact is that two out of every three undocumented immigrants who arrives now arrives at about 30,000 feet. That is, they're tourists, they're visitors, and they don't leave. So for the last 10 years, two out of every three new undocumented immigrants have arrived with a temporary visa and overstayed.
All of the border states saw a negative migration rate over the course of those 8 to 9 years for undocumented immigrants, except for Texas, which, according to the numbers, actually saw an increase. Is there anything you could read into that?
Most of the states did lose population between 2010 and 2018, and it's entirely because the undocumented Mexican population dropped over that time period by about a million. And so all the states have a number of Mexican undocumented immigrants living in them. So those states dropped. And actually, the number of undocumented Mexicans in Texas dropped considerably from 2010 to 2018. But in Texas, I don't actually have those numbers right in front of me, but there were three other countries that in which Texas gained a large number of undocumented residents. So Texas lost a lot of undocumented people from Mexico, but they gained undocumented immigrants from other countries. So they had I think they had about a 75,000 increase during that 8-year period.
Are you seeing trends based on this most recent report you did that you could compare to the 80s, the 70s, whatever? Are there any trends that have sort of returned or that are reminiscent to you of things you've covered before?
Actually, I would say it's just the opposite. We're in a situation now with undocumented immigration where fewer are coming across the southern border than has been the case for about 40 years. I've made the statement before that in any other political era, we would be celebrating how well we're doing at the southern border. And so we're in kind of a different situation than we've been for the last 30 or 40 years.